they see any change from the previous administration to be a welcome change, if the comments of NTEU President Colleen Kelly are any indication.
Just a few weeks ago, I received an invitation to join President Barack Obama and Vice President Joe Biden and other labor leaders at the White House. And as you saw, Vice President Biden welcomed labor back to the White House, and President Obama told us that he does not see labor as part of the problem, but as part of the solution. Now, when I had a chance to speak briefly with President Obama one-on-one at that White House event, I told him that federal employees were looking forward to working with him to help him be successful so that they too could be successful. And he responded that it was about time we get back to the business of recognizing federal employees and the outstanding work that they do for our country. It has been a very, very long time since the President of the United States has believed in the federal workforce. And what a welcome change that is.
During her speech to more than 400 NTEU leaders in town for the legislative conference, Kelly outlined a number of priorities for the year ahead with a new president and a Congress where Democrats hold an edge, however narrow, in both houses. She noted a top priority that's been on the front burner for NTEU for several years now.
We must achieve collective bargaining rights for TSA employees. We need to restore collective bargaining rights to the ATF employees who had those rights stripped away from them in November, just a few weeks before the administration left town. And we must ensure that across Homeland Security and the federal government, employees continue to have the statutory right to organize and to bargain as those in the private sector do. This will address morale and attrition problems, and it will give employees the freedom to focus on their important work.
And Kelly says there are other priorities, including a return to something good from a previous administration.
We also need to ensure affordable health care for all federal workers so that pay raises are not consumed by premium increases. And we have to encourage family-friendly policies like paid parental leave and increasing the age of medical coverage for dependents under the FEHB program. These are all changes whose time has come. We also, of course, have to look after our federal retirees, because someday everyone hopes to be one of those. So we need to look after our federal retirees and to eliminate the unfair policies that penalize those who dedicated their lives to public service. We also need to return to, you know, this is a word that you haven't been allowed to say in this town for a while, about 8 years, we need to return to labor-management partnerships. And, you know, even though I like the fact that the word is not banned inside the, inside the Beltway anymore, I really never cared what it was called, and I don't think any of us do. What we care about is that it's a return to collaboration where workplace issues can be solved on the front lines through cooperative efforts between employees and their managers and their unions working together to help the agencies be successful. This would be a win-win for agencies and for the country. And again, the time is long overdue for this common sense way of doing business to be brought back.
And tomorrow morning on the Federal Drive, we'll hear from New York Congressman Adolphus Towns. He's the new chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee on his priorities for the government worker labor union.
And we're also tomorrow morning on your turn
with Mike Causey. Right. I was going to say the same thing.
We've spent 4 hours in a room together, and that's what happens.
Uh-huh.
But Mike Causey is going to have them on.
Colleen Kelly,
right. Yep.
And one of the things they're going to be talking about is pay parity and how they have been fighting tooth and nail for pay parity. But in this latest budget proposal from the Obama administration, it ain't there.
Right.
2% cap for federal civilian workers and a 2.9% for military.
You know, what's really interesting about that, Amy, is that they brought this up today when they had a briefing with reporters afterwards. Some of the reporters questioned Colleen Kelly about the fact that there are people who are questioning federal workers pushing for pay parity and getting even more than they're going to be getting right now in the Obama budget, because there are people all over the country who are getting laid off and who are, you know,
might be a good time for a freeze, some are saying.
Getting furloughed and all these other things. And Colleen Kelly said, well, you know, it's just probably these folks are saying this because they don't have all of the they don't have all the information about the fact that, you know, federal worker pay has lagged behind that of their counterparts in other parts of the economy.
Just not an argument they're going to win.
Well, no,
not right now. Not.
I'm just the messenger.
I know, but it's a tough sell when feds have the kind of benefits that they do. It just is. I'm not agreeing or disagreeing. I'm just saying when there's you know, you're coming up to double digit unemployment, it's a tough sell.
Oh yeah, and it's going to be, it's certainly going to be something that's going to be talked about a lot on the Hill in the next couple of months.